Gee, Mr. Hartunian. Oh, my God! The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about nothing.
Nothing? Are you kidding? Page 73, Johnson, Navin, R. I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity, your name in print, that makes people...
Things are going to start happening to me now.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 This gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy?
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is Roy and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is actually a live show, mostly. I'm pre-recording the intro and the outro, I guess. Maybe some voicemails, because we can't have a show without voicemails. That's everyone's favorite part of the show. But yesterday, I tried to do a pre-recorded show, and it was horrible. Nobody was answering. Nothing was working out. So I gave up. And today, I tried pretty much all the same stuff, only live on the air in the PCN chat room. And we got a lot of answers today, and had some fun, and weird stuff happened. So we're going to play those. Today's live show is brought to you by Aussie Jack. Aussie Jack is completely responsible for me doing a live show instead of a pre-recorded show, so thanks Aussie Jack for that. Before we get started though, I have a few announcements. The most important announcement is about this letter I received in the mail from a guy named John Shackelford. He sent me $5 in cash for a PLA ID card, and he didn't include a return address. So what the hell am I supposed to do? Hopefully he's listening and he hears this, because John, you need to, you know, send me an email or something and tell me where to send your ID card. I searched Google for emails from John Shackelford and could find nothing, so I don't know what else to do. So John, please get in touch with me. Tell me where to send this stupid thing. Other listeners, please don't try to impersonate John, because I'm going to quiz John when he emails me to make sure I have the right person. Or John, when you email me, just, you know, tell me a few things from your letter. So nobody can fool me. That's not a challenge. Please don't try. The other announcement is that Jag TV, he's going to start doing carding pranks on his own, which is awesome, and I fully support this, and I hope that you listeners will leave notes on cars that have Jag TV's phone number on it, so he can do a few of these. Jag TV loves stealing my ideas, and he's very good at it. He does some pretty hilarious things on his show, which I think is on Thursday nights, which is tonight, by the way. If you listen to this early enough, be sure to be listening to prankcallnation.com tonight, where you will hear Jag TV do some carding calls. He's already gotten some of his own listeners to leave notes, but I'm hoping that I can get some of my listeners to leave notes. So if you would like to help Jag TV out, here's what you do. You go out and leave a note on a car, and it will say, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Please call me at area code 323-524-8820. And instead of signing the note Roy, you need to sign the note Bobby. B-O-B-B-Y. And hopefully hilarity will ensue on Jag TV's show. This weekend, I'm going out of town, and I'm going to try and leave some notes myself while I'm out of town. I don't like to do them in the town that I live in, because I'm in a somewhat small town, and the cops are just going to be like, "Oh, it's that fucking Brad again. You're going to come to my house, tell me to cut it the fuck out." But yeah, I'm going to try and leave some notes myself this weekend when I go out of town. Let's get started on these calls, though. I did a few of these on the previous show. These are from a listener named John. No, not John Shackelford, a different John. But he has a Voxox number, which Voxox is kind of like Skype, only it's not Skype. And for some reason, the Bank of America started putting John's phone number on their loan applications. And it appears to be in a section where, you know, if you have any questions about your application that you're filling out right now, here's the number to call to ask your questions, and then it gives John's phone number. So John is being flooded by phone calls every day on his Voxox number from customers needing questions answered about their loan applications. So instead of being a good Christian person, John is sending the numbers to me. Clearly the phone gods were smiling upon John to give him this gift of misdirected calls. I wish the phone gods would smile upon me every once in a while and send calls like this to me. But no, whatever, at least I know people like John who are nice enough to send these on to me. Thanks, John! As I said before, this part of the show is live, so let's go to today's earlier live show right now. I just have a few bank customers here, maybe 10, or loan customers, and I think they're from various banks and stuff. I know Bank of America's involved, but then there's others, so I don't know what's going on. It's like many banks involved here. But somebody, what happened? The Bank of America, or whoever did this, they put the wrong phone number on something that they sent out. So now this guy has all these people calling his Voxox line and leaving messages about their bank loans. Like this one from Idaho says, and these are just translations, I don't have the actual messages, but it says, "Working for the one of them aerobic. This is Richard Walmart." His last name was Walmart, apparently. And then it has his loan number, and he has questions. "If you could, please call me." And there's his phone number. And this guy has called a bunch of times. The most recent time was early this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, Idaho time. So like 5 hours ago, he's waiting for a call back. And he's been calling back for days now, and nobody's returning his calls for some reason. Wait, didn't I call him? I may have called him last week. He's probably calling over and over because he's pissed. Whatever I said to him. I don't know what I said to him. So let's call him first. I'm going to make my caller ID just a generic toll-free number. It's probably a bad idea to actually impersonate a bank phone number. I don't know. I'm just being paranoid. It's probably not a bad idea at all. But whatever. Generic toll-free. Oh, yeah. So wait. Before I call, I need ideas. I have no idea what to say to loan people. These are people that are trying to get loans, like mortgages on their house or something, or refinancing. Okay, and Guy Manderson says, "I'm going to tell him that we don't give out loans to desperate hobos."
Hello.
Hello, Richard?
Yes.
This is Mark from the loan place you've been leaving messages for us.
Okay, which place?
Well, how many loans do you have out?
I just have one.
Oh, okay. Well, you should know which place then, right?
No. I mean, who are you with?
Why wouldn't you know? I'm with Bank of America. But look, I'm just calling to tell you, we don't give out loans to desperate hobos.
Who's a desperate hobo? That's kind of a rude thing to say to people.
Whoa, your voice changed. What happened?
Yeah, my voice did change.
Yeah, put it on speaker.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay, we don't give out loans to desperate hobos. I'm sorry, but it's just not going to happen.
What is this about?
Well, who the hell do you think you are, anyway?
Well, I'm the guy that's not going to give you a loan.
Good. Cause,
well, that's good, because I don't want a loan from you. Thank you.
Good. You're not getting a loan. So, yeah, I think I talked to him the other day, and I may or may not have saved the original call because I don't know. I called a few of these and they just weren't funny. I don't know what to say to them, to loan people. I can't come up with something brilliant like we don't give out loans to desperate hobos. So thanks, Guy Manderson. What should I say when I call them back? Oh, they're on the phone. It's making the beep.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 208.
One more try. Hey, everyone listening right now, there's 48 listeners. You need to go to tinychat.com/cactusthis. Dark Stranger commands it. She's in there. She's lonely. Probably nude. So everyone, please, go hang out in the chat room. tinychat.com/cactusthis. Make Dark Stranger happy.
Hello.
Hello, we got disconnected somehow when we were talking earlier.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who you are. You do not represent Bank of America because you say no information that is relevant to Bank of America.
Well, I told you I was with Bank of America. What else do you want?
I want my loan number.
You just don't understand because you're a desperate hobo. And I'll tell you your loan number. It's 25. I have your paper right here. I'm going to rip it up if you're not polite to me.
Well, why would you call somebody a desperate hobo? What the hell's with that?
Because you're a desperate hobo. I mean, according to this paperwork here.
What is a desperate hobo? What is your definition of a desperate hobo?
Someone like you who just is desperate for money. Like, what do you need this money for? What are you doing with it?
I'm not doing nothing with money.
What do you need it for, then?
What the heck are you talking about?
You just want money for the hell of it? You're not going to do anything with it?
You're right. I'm not planning on doing anything with it.
What's the point, then? We don't want your business.
Then why do you keep calling us?
I'm just calling to let you know that we don't want your business, because you're a desperate hobo, and I know you're going to do something
God
with the money.
God bless you.
God watches over us, and he's taking care of us. And
what are you calling a bank for if you've got God? Just ask God for the money.
Because we've got grace and we've got Jesus. So, bye-bye.
What do you have, God or Jesus? Which one? Okay. Bye, Richard Walmart. I wish I knew his last name. Like, what is it mistranslating to where it says Richard Walmart? I should call back and ask. I guess maybe they're just refinancing their mortgage or something. They're not actually asking for money. Yeah, Elky, I'll tell them they're a pedophile. Good idea. Next, Wednesday afternoon customers. What's today? Thursday? Okay, so these were sent yesterday. These are all from a guy named John, who owns a VoxOx number that is getting all these calls. Why doesn't that ever happen to me? That would be the best. Oh, and this one doesn't have messages. These are just people that have called, and he just sent me the call log of missed calls. So that's cool. I don't have any names on these, though. Three numbers here I'm going to call.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, this is Roy calling from the bank. You called us about some loan stuff.
Oh, today?
Yeah. Or it looks like maybe yesterday. Yesterday at 10...
Well, I talked to Sam already.
Oh, Sam got fired, though. Sam's no longer with us. So, what was the deal? Were you wanting to refinance your mortgage or something?
Where are you guys from?
Bank of America.
What bank? I mean, where at?
Well,
where you at?
Well, my location, I'm in South Carolina, but, you know, we handle the whole country.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is just where the...
I'm already going through one of your agents or one of your guys already.
Yeah, but Sam, he was fired this morning. He came...
I just talked to him a little while ago.
What?
I just talked to him about an hour ago.
He was fired. He just got fired. He came to work. Did you notice he was acting kind of weird? He was on meth. He was smoking meth and marijuana, like, at work. Like, while he was talking to you, did you hear him taking those breaths and stuff?
No, I didn't. I don't know anything about that, so...
And he's a major drug user and alcoholic, and they just finally had to let him go. It was the last straw after what he said to you. He was...
I just talked to him an hour ago. How can you be fired this morning and, you know, it's stupid... Still be calling back.
Oh, Locken.
He still got his. He still got a. He even told me if I have any questions, keep on calling him.
Yeah, but he burned.
He gave me that 1-800 number of you guys.
Yeah, I know. Well, he burnt. He got so angry, like we had to call security on him and have them take him out. But he burned all the paperwork, and he took his computer monitor, and like threw it across the office. You know, like since all your information was in that monitor. It's gone now.
Well, I better talk to Miss Quick then.
So what do you need a loan for? Or are you just refinancing your house?
No, well, you know, if you guys already know about it, I'm not too sure who you are or anything else. I ain't going to give my information.
Well, I'm not asking for any information.
Yeah. We were going to refinance.
Oh, okay.
You said my papers were in process or something like that.
Okay. Let me pull up your records. I'm looking at your file. Hold on, let me. Oh, it says right here that you're a hobo. That you're you're a desperate hobo. Here in the records, it says you are a desperate hobo. It says you are a very. The computer does like a personality check on you. And it says you are you're an at-risk client because you're likely to start up a meth lab with the money.
Oh man!
That's what it says. The computer doesn't lie. High probability of meth lab and grow op.
What is your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
Okay. Well, how come Miss Quick keeps calling me back?
Miss Quick?
Yes.
Who's that?
Do you know who Miss Quick is?
No, she must work in a different office. I just know Sam. Sam tried to stab me this morning as he was being escorted out. He had one of those knives in his belt buckle, and he like whipped it out and tried to stab me when I was on the phone with someone else. You're on our no loan list, though, according to the computer, because of your probability of starting up a meth lab.
Damn.
You can't do that with money, with our money.
I ain't going to do that with my money. And I'm not even getting money out.
I know, but, you know, I know why you're refinancing.
How come could I be start something with your money if I don't... I'm not even getting no money.
I know how this scam works. Don't think I'm stupid. Come on, I work in this business. Right. I know what
I'll
you're
talk
up to.
You later.
I know
there's no need for me to keep on talking to you.
I know what Bye-bye. You're doing. I know what you're up to. So maybe it's all Bank of America. I guess I was thinking different banks were involved. Let's see, who was that guy? That guy was in Southern California. I have another one. In Southern California. I'm going to try. I'm trying to remember and also copy and paste all the ideas from the chat into a notepad here so I can try and get to them all. But really, it's probably... I don't know. I'm surprised I've gotten this many answers so far. Yesterday I did these. I didn't get any answers. This is the last one from the list where I don't have their names.
Hello.
Hello, this is John from the bank. You called us about a loan, about a refinancing.
Oh, the bank, what bank?
The Bank of America.
Oh, okay, the bank, right?
Yeah, we're the only bank that matters.
Yeah, I've had a rough time with you people. Okay, so I've applied for a loan.
Oh, okay, I'm printing out your paper here right now, and... It's telling me that you owe $15,000 in back taxes and that there's a lien on your house, and it also says you're a pedophile.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Yep.
We don't give loans to people.
I'm going to break in your house and rob you, too.
Oh, yeah, that's here on the report.
Yeah. I'm on my way right now. Steal everything you got.
That sounds like a threat.
Yeah. Defamation of character, too.
Yeah, I should sue you for that.
Yeah, I should sue you guys for that.
No, I should sue you.
I should sue you.
For defaming my character.
Defamating my
motherfucker.
Character. Motherfucker. Fucking pedophile.
You just repeat everything I say. That's funny.
Sucking little boy's dicks.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
That's what you like, huh?
Yep.
Yes.
Also, it looks like all of your deposits, they've been traced, and they all come from drug money. He's gone. I was just going to say a bunch of stuff and see if he started repeating again. Okay, well, the last two people, they've been sort of amused by me. Oh, shit, John.
Hello?
Hello, did I already talk to you about your bank loan refinancing thing?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Roy. I'm calling from Bank of America.
Yeah, you already talked to me.
Ah.
You sounded like an asshole.
No, I'm not an asshole. You're mistaken.
Yes, you are.
I'm a Christian. I'm a very nice man. You know? So, yeah, I'm sorry for calling back. There's two messages here from you. You're really needy. Okay, he's gone. Holy shit, John McCabe's in the chat room. Hey, John McCabe. This is John is the one who sent all these to me. He has the Voxox that is stupidly receiving all these. Okay. By the way, John, one of your emails you sent me today was there was no attachment. You forgot to put the attachment on, you big dummy. Stupid. Someone should kick him out of the room for forgetting that. So the official chat room for Prank Call Nation is prankcallnation.com/chat. But, you know, good luck getting in there if you can't. I mean, if you're not already registered. So, everyone should go to Dark Strangers Chat at tinychat.com/cactusthis. Lots of nude women in there. Okay, this next one. Hold on, let me look at something. That was 2 days ago. Yeah, I think I called her yesterday because I've already crossed out her name. But I'm going to go ahead and call again. This one, she says, "Hi, Alan. My name is Carol. I'm calling in regards to blah, blah, blah. I have some questions about the things you're requesting." I think, I'm pretty sure I called this lady and she was old and confused and I felt bad. So I'm just like, oh, just kidding, and hung up on her. You know, she sounded so sad. And so of course I'm going to call her again. And just in case I'm wrong. Yeah, Nia, she fell. She was like Mrs. Cotton. I'm pretty sure I killed her too.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Yes.
This is Tim from the Bank of America.
Yes.
You left a message for us about some questions.
Since then, a couple of people, Nicole, Alan, several people have already contacted me.
Oh, okay. Well, all right then. So you're okay then?
So I think that I'm fine, but okay. Thank you for your call.
Okay. Well, I also needed to mention something to you. Like,
sure.
I just printed out your credit report. And your credit report is telling us that you download a lot of pornography from Pornhub and YouPorn.com.
And are you kidding me?
No.
Is this a prank call?
No, of course not. No, I'm just saying that it shows on here.
Well, I don't do that.
Well, on our records, it says that you do. It says you download a lot of porn, and then you actually pay for it. You have an account, like a paid account.
Well, I'm not doing it. And how do I find out who's... Give me something that I can work on.
Well, it seems to me
well,
that...
What? Tell me what... Do you have my Social Security number?
Of course. I can't tell you that, though. You could be a identity thief. But no, what I'm saying is...
Well, so
like,
could you.
Why would you pay for porn? It's all free. Like, you can get porn pretty much free anywhere on the internet.
Listen, like, I don't do it.
That's why,
don't do free. I don't do... And I don't have anybody in my house that goes on my computer.
That's why this is on your credit report, though. It seems like you're bad with money because you actually pay a monthly fee for porn, and it's not required, you know? Like, when you download porn, like...
Who is this?
Try this. Go to youporn.com right now.
I am not going to do that.
Well, I just want to show you how, like, if you log out of your account, you can watch the porn.
How come
for
you're
free?
The first person that told me? Then nobody else has told me this.
Well, I'm a third level technician representative.
Oh, okay, Tim. Give me your number. I want to call you back.
Okay, it's toll free number. It's 800.
Okay.
232.
Okay.
4578.
Okay, could I talk to your boss?
Yeah, you could. Do you want my extension or do you want his extension?
Well, I don't care. I just want to know how I do not do porn. I never have done porn.
No, I'm not saying you
I'm
do
an old
porn.
Lady.
I'm not saying that you're in the porn.
And so if I'm paying for it, someone else is using my Social Security number. And
yeah.
That's getting very scary.
Well, my extension is 7667.
7667.
Yes, or if you want to just look at your key bag,
do you know
that
how
spells...
I can find out who's putting this on my computer?
Let me finish my
computer?
Joke. That spells porn. On if that extension number is porn, extension porn, P-O-R-N, 7667.
But who is this?
Anyway, I wasn't saying that you do porn. You're not in porn. I'm just saying you watch a lot of porn on the internet, but you pay for it, and you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
And you got to cut it out.
Okay.
And that's all. We really can't give a loan to someone who mismanages their money like this.
Okay.
Well, don't sound sad. I mean, it's nothing
personal.
No,
I'm not sad.
Okay.
I'm not sad at all. I'm just going to work on this.
Yeah, work on, just log out of your account and you'll see. You can watch the porn without paying. It's free.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to get it free.
Yeah, it's 2015, man. It's you know, it's free porn for everyone.
Yep. Yeah, you got it, buddy.
Yeah. Are you familiar with torrents? Do you have uTorrent?
Am I familiar with what?
Well, if you want to do it kind of the old-fashioned way, I can tell you how to download the porn. And you could save the porn to your computer.
You didn't hear a word I said, did you?
No, I did. You said you're going to work on it, and you're going to try it, and you said you can't wait to try it.
I said in the beginning of your idiotic conversation.
Ooh,
that I never have done porn. And if somebody is doing porn, it is somebody other than me. And they're doing it either with my social security. I mean, I'm just going to call the cops. So I just want you to know that I'm not.
There's no reason
I'm
to call
not
the
messing
cops.
Around with
the cops will think that's ridiculous. You're calling to complain about something on your credit report?
Well, I think I'll call the other people that from Bank of America that have been helping me out.
Just call the toll-free number, and you can talk to my supervisor.
No, I have a person who has been working with me.
Okay. It's not Sam, is it?
And then I'll give them your number and find out if you are really that person.
Okay. You're not talking to Sam, are you? Because he got fired this morning.
Sam?
Okay, good. I just want to make...
Is Sam the guy that called me at 10:30 the other night?
It could be. He has a drinking problem, but he was fired this morning. As long as you're not dealing with him normally, that's good. So everything's fine.
Here, can I get it for you, dear?
Hello? Walking around the house with the phone. Ma'am, are you going to pause your porn? Hello? Oh my god, I can hear porn in the background.
I need my cell phone.
Uh-oh. She's getting her cell phone out. Can you guys hear that moaning in the background?
Hello? I have this man on the phone that's telling me that I'm doing porn. Is there something I can do about if he's telling the truth? It's not me, but if he's not, it's just here's his number, 1-800-232-4578.
You made that up. I guess she got put on hold. Ma'am? Carol? Carol? Hello, Carol?
Hi, Alan. I have a guy on the line that says he's from Bank of America. His number is 1-800-232-4578, and he's telling me that my credit report shows that I download porn and do all this stuff, and I don't do that. And if my credit report does show that, is there some way I can find out who's charging it to my, you know, who's using my, I don't know what they could be using. Is it a joke? This is Carol. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. The guy upset me, you know? Oh no, I'm really sorry.
What the hell?
And I didn't call Nicole yet because I don't have that number yet. But somebody called me. Hello?
Hi, yeah, I'm still here listening and LOLing.
Yeah, he's still on the phone, and he's insisting that you can't lend me money because I don't use money properly because I do a lot of porn and I pay for a lot of porn and that type of stuff. Is it a joke? Is that guy a joke?
You're a joke.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll have that to you tomorrow. And we'll be fine. I don't know who he is, but I would like to. Yes. No. He cannot. He's on my home phone. But I was hoping he'd hang up so I could star 69 him.
Oh no!
But he's not hanging up.
I'm never hanging up.
Okay, so it's a joke. Somebody put him up to it. Okay. Well, listen. I'm really sorry to bother you, but he was just making me nervous. And I will get that number to you. Probably in about an hour and a half. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Okay, hon. All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Hello, Carol. Hello? Can you at least turn off your porn in the background? Okay, here's what I'm going to do, listeners. I'm going to play a dial tone, and that will trick Carol into thinking I hung up, and then she'll star 69 me. That's my hope. Do you think that'll work, Carol? There's my dial tone.
Come on, that's telling me.
I don't know. And I called the guy that's given me the loan. He said that's not somebody from Bank of America. But this guy knows the name. I really want to get some kind of law enforcement involved in this. What can I do? Who can I? Look, he said to me, he said, we can't lend you money. You've spent too much money on porn. What are you talking about? He said, well, it's all over your credit report. And you don't even have to pay for the porn. I'll give you the number for the porn.
You guys can hear this.
I want to get the, who would I call, county or the county cops, or who would I call? No. Yes. Oh, no, he's hung up. I'm going to 16. Oh, okay. Well. It's ringing.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, I'm sorry.
911, what's your emergency? She hung up. It worked! Even though she hung up on me, it worked. Alright, that was bizarre. That was an idea of Evil Ideas. He's living up to his name. Evil Ideas said to tell her that anyone who pays for porn can't be trusted with a loan. So thank you, Evil Ideas, for that idea. And that's definitely the lady I talked to a couple nights ago. I called her up, and I said weird things to her, and she just sounded sad, like she did in that call for a little bit. So I felt like a jerk and just let her go. I should change my caller ID to 911 and call back. Great idea, Elkie. Why not? No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, so let me delete that message. Got to try and remember that area code for when she calls back. I was not aware of that, the end. 911 in the Netherlands is 112. That seems... 112 seems like that would be an easy number to just accidentally misdial. Like 911, that's hard to misdial that, because it's on opposite sides of the keyboard. 112, that's crazy. Okay, let's look at this next one. 2 days ago, still... Oh yeah, John McCabe says he sent me another one, so let me check my voicemail. This one is labeled Disturbing Call. Okay, the translation reads this. Mrs. Quick, I would really appreciate it if you can give me a call back. This is Alfredo. I got a kind of disturbing calling from somebody from Beckham, from Bank of America. Give me a call back, I'd really appreciate it. So that's the same area. Yeah, I remember this number actually. That's one of the guys I called back earlier today, so that's hilarious. And then here's another one from this morning. It's from an area code I've never done. It's in Georgia. This is Bob calling for David, and my loan number is... And then it says, I received a request for some information, which unfortunately makes no sense. Could you please give me a call? That lady was hilarious. Someone's using my social security number to download porn. All right, so I'm going to call that one Bob calling for David. This one's confusing. I don't get it.
Welcome to Insurance Agency. For new personal insurance quotes, press 27. For new business insurance quotes, press 25. For Jeannie, press 29. For Crystal, 23. Hilda, 26. Patty, 22. Ryan, 27. Nathan, 25. Tom, 28. Bob, 24.
Oh, okay.
Morgan, 32. Are present.
One moment, please.
So it's an insurance company. Okay, I don't know. What am I going to say?
This is Bob.
Hello, Bob. This is Mike from the Bank of America. You called about David.
Hey, Mike.
Hello. You called about David's loan. I have the...
David. It's our loan.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. David's the...
Yeah, I might have misunderstood the message translation here.
I received in the mail yesterday a request for some information, 10:03.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, I didn't even know what that was.
Oh.
But
what are you, stupid?
Anyway, we've completed everything. Is David, is he the loan processor?
Yeah, yeah, that's David. He got fired okay. this morning, though, so he's not available anymore. So I guess I'm going to be taking over.
Oh, he's not?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he was using drugs and alcohol here while he was making calls.
So, oh, my gosh.
So now it's just me.
And what's your name again?
My name is Roy Gerbel.
And you're with Bank of America?
Yep. Yeah, I can help you with whatever you're needing help with.
Okay. Now, I received this letter requesting, let's see, fully completed 1003, including two-year residence and employment history, schedule of REO, and declarations, questions, condition, status, outstanding. I didn't even know what a 1003 was, but when I looked through it, it was your uniform residential loan application.
Oh, okay.
That's all been completed. I mean, and also I've been with my business for 37 years, so I don't really know if this was a mistake or if it was intended for someone else.
Oh, no. It appears that you're just stupid and you don't understand paperwork. I mean, come on. It's right. It's all spelled out there for you. The REO and all that. I mean, come on. What's your problem? Couldn't you just Google? It would be faster to Google this than to leave a message and wait for a call.
What are you talking about?
I'm just you could just Google the information and figure it out.
I know what it is. I've got it. But who are you?
Well, why? What's the call about then? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, this is a huge waste of my time and yours, really, because you could have figured this out hours ago, days ago.
Who are you talking about?
I'm just saying you could have Googled this.
I have done that.
Well, not very good.
Just a minute.
Don't you know how to use the? You got to use quotations on your Google searches, and you got to learn how to use Google search terms.
Come here just a second. I want you to hear this.
Who are you calling? What?
Hold on just a second.
What for?
All right, Tom. I got a guy from. He says he's from Bank of America, and that. Our loan officer was fired for drinking on the job.
No.
No, I didn't say anything like that, sir. What are you talking about?
Do you know who this guy is? He's pulling our leg. Okay. It's got to be.
All right. Well, what's your question?
My question? No, I don't have any questions. I'm calling to find out what you need help with.
He says that David was fired.
Well, he may be.
No, I'm saying he's just not here today, and I'm just returning your call because you called today, and I just want to see if I can help you, sir.
On the job and doing drugs.
I never said anything.
Are you pulling my leg? No, that's what he said, and he says he's taking over for David. So okay. I said, well, I've got a request here for this 1003, and he says, well, you ought to Google it. You're wasting my time.
No, he
did. I did not say anything like that, sir. And I don't appreciate this. This isn't appropriate. I'm just calling to help you. If you don't need any help, I can let you go.
Okay, I tell you what.
This guy's some lunatic.
No, hold on just a minute. What's your name so I can talk to you?
My name is Roy. Sir? It's hard to hear you on speakerphone. I don't understand what's going on. Why are you doing this? Are you just playing around on the phone?
Hey, Roy. Yeah, that's probably Andy Siegel.
It must be.
Is that you, Siegel? Okay. Wait a minute. He's called about this, right?
No, I have no reason to understand.
Well, hold on just a minute.
Sir, I don't know who you think I am, but I'm from the Bank of America. I'm calling about your loan number, 257. I'm just calling to answer your questions. But I don't have time to sit here and be involved in whatever this prank is that you're doing right now. This is ridiculous.
Okay, Roy, you with me? This is Tom.
All right.
So, all we're doing is refinancing.
Okay.
If you can tell us where to get that 10, let's see, it's the 103 form, then that's all we need from you.
Why don't you try looking in your mom's asshole?
Jackass.
Is a jackass? Who is this guy?
It's either Mike Berger or...
Mike Berger? What kind of redneck name is that?
You Furberger yourself.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. Bye.
they hung up on me. So apparently I can't say mom's ass without cracking up. So hey everybody, Arby here. Pre-recorded Arby, not live Arby. I'm pausing the live show. In fact, at this point in the show, I took a small break and played a few songs because I had to go, I don't know, get a drink answer the door or something, I forget. And I know you guys are probably enjoying the show and everything, but at the same time you're asking yourself, Brad, where are the voicemails? I don't listen to the Snowplow Show to listen to stupid prank calls. I listen to the Snowplow Show to hear the voicemails. So to keep people happy, I'm going to play a few voicemails here, starting with this one.
All right. You know, Arby, I know we've had our differences about our romantic life and all that shit. And, you know, like...
This is my ex-wife, by the way. I guess I gave her the wrong number. I swear, I get more messages from family these days than listeners, like Uncle Scott and Cousin Beagrel, my granddaughter Gloria.
And, you know, like, you know, domestic shit, like fucking taking care of your kids and all that fucking shit, like, fucking shit. But yeah. Dude, like, seriously, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? I was...
What did I do?
Sort of liking the, you know, the new format. Sort of. Like, but not really. Like, I think it's pretty fucking stupid. But,
Well, I'm doing a live show today, so you've got to be happy, if that's what you're complaining about.
I thought it was, like, severely fucking stupid when I tried to, like, listen to Mildred Monday's song. And, like, oh my god. Guys, I did not fucking shit you. Like, seriously. Like, it goes to, like, 404, and then I fucking, like, want to kill myself. Like, oh my god. What the fuck?
Sorry.
Fuck you, Roy. I thought I meant something to you. Oh, wait, no, I meant Arby. Arby, did I mean something to you? But no, I don't. I just want to die.
Okay, I'm cutting that one off. You guys don't want to hear all that. But she's referring to phonelosers.org/songs, or is it /music? I never can remember. A bunch of the media files were broken recently, and I just fixed them. I also fixed the feeds. The secret feeds, so that paid listeners can now listen in high quality again, and they can listen to the dozens of secret shows that I put out every week. I fixed it. It took me days and days, but I finally fixed it. It's working now. So yay! Woohoo! I deserve some applause for that. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, everything's working. If anyone notices any more problems with anything, just please let me know. This was actually left 6 days ago, so if you want to hear the Mildred Monday song, now you can listen to it.
Okay, simple as this. Hey, it's Corbin, also a.k.a. Organ Guy. And nicknames are like CB handles. You do not assign one to yourself. Other people assign it to you. You assigned me the name Organ Guy, and I've taken that to heart as much as I dislike it.
I'm sorry.
I've taken it to heart.
I'll stop. You know, like, when you first started leaving me messages, I didn't know who you were. All I saw was your area code, and you're from Oregon. You didn't leave your name. I swear. Go back and listen to the shows. Because if you said your name was Corbin, I would have said Corbin. Or maybe there were some earlier ones where you said Corbin, but then you stopped saying Corbin. Whatever the case, it's your fault. I'm sure of it.
But this Connecticut fellow, who's singing like he got kicked in the balls,
about any old computer. Asterisk really doesn't use a lot of resources. You can pretty much set it up for free computer, though.
What are you doing?
It was the opening.
Never mind. I tried. I thought I had it queued. I didn't. No!
You were going to play me a clip. I get it.
Oh, my nickname, god damn it. Oh. Telephone calls longer than a minute. Well, fuck that. Whatever.
You sound like Coppercat.
No, I'm just not as active as I used to be, and not as annoying as I used to be, because I actually got things going on in my life, like artwork, and stools, and plastic hands, and other interesting things that you probably cannot hear me because I'm not talking loud enough into the phone. Hang up.
All right, there's a message from Corbin, formerly known as Oregon Guy. But I'm officially taking away that nickname from Corbin. He's now known as Corbin. In fact, the girl that left the message before, she's from Oregon also, so maybe I should just start calling her Oregon Girl, and that won't be confusing at all.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
A really quick message, but you were doing median pranks. You should have called them and been like, hey, by the way, overnight there was a plane crash, 27 are dead, and my manager has burns to his ball sack, and you're responsible. You should have done something like that. Or, I don't know. I mean, if you have more numbers, you should try that. Or call PetSmart and tell people their animals have just died, because that's funny as shit.
Yep. Dead animals, dead pets, LOL.
People are, like, saying that they're going to contribute more to Patreon if you put me on the show more, so I could be making you more money. Woohoo! Isn't that fantastic? Well, have a good day.
Yeah, bye. Like, you didn't have someone, that's probably your dad calling in and trying to trick me into putting more voicemails up by you or something.
Hey Roy, I recently emailed and left a voicemail about trying to get the code for a PA system at a local department store, and I'm now calling to say that I got it and don't know what to do with it, and I don't want to do anything really big that isn't very funny, because they'll shut it down and then I won't get to do anything very funny. So what are your ideas? Where should I go for ideas? What kind of theme should I look at? And if it turns out well, would you be interested in a recording of it to do something with? I don't know what you'd do with it, but I'm kind of hoping you'd play it on the Snowplow Show. Okay, bye.
Maybe. I don't know. If it's funny. I don't really have any ideas myself, but I think if anyone else has ideas for what he should do if he gets on the overhead store paging system, you should leave it in the comments on phonelosers.org/, or, you know, on the current show notes. Go into the comments section and just leave some comments on what you think this guy should do on the overhead paging system. I would suggest looking on YouTube for overhead paging prank at, you know, like at Walmart or something, and see what people do. I just saw one maybe 2 weeks ago that was pretty epic as far as overhead store paging pranks go. This guy got on the thing and said, "Hey everyone, guess what? Justin Bieber is in the store." I think it was Justin Bieber. Maybe it was someone else. No, it was someone else. Anyway, they said that he or she was at the pharmacy signing autographs for the next 10 minutes. And everyone believed it. He walked over to the pharmacy and they were all talking about whatever artist they said it was. Man, who was that? Selena Gomez, maybe? It was somebody that was big, but not too big, I think. I don't know. But it was a pretty good prank, and it worked well on video. That's the problem with overhead store paging pranks, in my opinion. It's hard to make a good prank happen that looks good and sounds good, and you actually capture reactions. But maybe you'll pull it off. Please, everyone, though, go give him some ideas in the comments on the show notes.
Hey, Roy. This is Eugene, one of many of Uncle Scott's nephews.
Cousin Eugene, of course.
I just wanted to give a
more relatives
huge shout out to you and PLA. I just wanted to say I love the show a lot. I love what you guys do. You've helped me overcome some really dark times in my life, and I've been battling.
Uh-oh, hold on, just a minute. There we go. Got to have some sad music for this one, so I can properly make fun of whatever this guy's problem is.
You've helped me overcome some really dark times in my life, and I've been battling depression for a while, and just wanted to say that you've helped me overcome my depression, and just wanted to say thank you so much for
You're
that.
You're welcome.
I also have been having some issues becoming a Patreon member.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it's just something on your guys' end as far as the site goes, but it's been declining my card. But I've talked to my bank about it, and they said that there was no issues with the card. So
that's,
I don't know,
weird.
If it's a site error or if it's on my end. But I was wondering if maybe you can check into it for me.
Sure.
Who the hell are you talking to?
Whoa.
Nolan, Uncle Scott. Just leaving a message for a friend.
You think you can lie to me, boy?
I'm not lying, Uncle Scott. I'm not.
Put down the damn phone and get your ass over here right now.
Please, Uncle Scott, please, no. Please don't hurt me, Uncle Scott. Please don't.
What did I tell you about lying to me, boy?
Oh, my God. Please, Uncle Scott. Please. Get your ass in the bedroom.
Damn, my dysfunctional family.
When I get there, you'll be able to sit out for a week.
Please, Uncle Scott, no. Don't.
Okay, great. Voicemails filled with child abuse. That's always my favorite. If you're serious about the Patreon credit card thing, this is the first I've heard that there's any kind of a problem. And since Patreon.com is separate from me, you know, I don't handle any of the payment stuff on there. I don't know what I could do, really. So I guess just keep trying. Or maybe wait until your bank account's not overdrawn anymore to subscribe. And I guess this is as good a time as any to tell everyone to please support the show with patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Was that what you're talking about, Eugene? Phonelosers.org/cactus? I can see there being a problem with that since, you know, I was having all those other problems recently. Hopefully it's fixed now, though. But listeners, if you like the show, please support the show with patreon.com/phonelosers. Somebody this week, and this is the first person that's done this, I think, they donated just a penny a month. And I'm happy with that. I think everyone should do that. Please, donate a penny a month. Donate 5 cents a month. I don't care. Every little bit helps me buy more cocaine. So thank you, everyone that's contributing to the show. I really appreciate it. Oh, and that reminds me, I've met another one of the goals. The vinyl record has to be made now. And a few days ago, I was looking at, just vinyl record sites. I didn't do any really deep searching. I bet you I can find better prices, but holy crap, pressing vinyl records is expensive. Which, you know, I knew that already, of course. That's why I set the goal so high. But once I do it, the records themselves are going to be kind of high-priced, it seems like. They're going to be at least $10 a record. So that kind of sucks. And then the other problem with it is that I didn't know this before. I thought, you know, records, they're called LPs. That means long play records. Apparently in the 70s or whenever records were a big thing, long play meant 22 minutes per side. And I guess that makes sense. I mean, there was nothing else at the time. It was just records. But it does kind of suck that this new album, it's only going to be allowed to be 44 minutes long, maximum. Maybe the record I make will be a different version of the album. You know, maybe I'll make the longer version on the CDs and just, you know, the downloads on Bandcamp. Or maybe for the record, I'll just make a single. Because we don't really care about the actual content of the record, do we? This is just kind of like a weird novelty collector's type thing. Do you guys care? Like, can I just make a small record instead of a large record? Let me know what you think in the comments on the show notes. If it's a single, I'm only going to be able to fit 2 pranks total, you know, one per side. And if it's a large record, it's going to be, what, just 3 calls per side? Maybe 4? Maybe 5? It depends on the length of the calls, of course. But anyway, I'm definitely making a record, so that's exciting, I guess. If we were in the 80s, that would be exciting. Let's finish up with the live calls, though. Here's another, I don't know how long, I still haven't edited it, I gotta do that right now. But here are the rest of the calls from the live show. So John McCabe, how did you get these numbers? Were they, you say they're on a form that they sent out to customers? Are you saying on actual loan forms or like on a PDF of a form or something? I'm just curious. Before I get started again, just a reminder, the official chat room is prankcallnation.com/chat, but Dark Stranger is super lonely and wants you to join her chat on tinychat.com/cactusthis. Okay, so first, we have Marianne. It's weird how it translates. It actually says Marianne with a question mark in parentheses, like as if it's not sure if the translation's right. I finished all the papers I had dated the 14th. I just got them finished, and I have been doing This Is Tim. I changed the 4205. This is Steve. Please say yes. I'm guessing there's some mistranslating involved in this. Either that or she has multiple personality disorders. Oh, quick, everyone. Ideas in the chat room.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling from Bank of America. This is Roy.
Uh-huh.
What you doing?
What? I don't understand your... Why do you want to know what I'm doing?
Just checking. It's for our records. I need to type it here into the computer. I need to know what you doing.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, no, it's for our records. We need this information to process your loan application.
You're asking what I'm doing?
Yeah. On you forgot to mark this on your loan application. Section 8, item 4.5 says, what you doing? I just need to mark this in so we can finish it up.
Why would you not want to know what I'm doing?
It's a part of the application. You forgot to fill in that line. So, I just need to let me know right now what you doing. Ma'am?
It really baffles me. This doesn't sound like Bank of America.
Oh, can you speak up? No, I'm definitely...
I said this doesn't sound like Bank of America.
Oh, no, I really am. My name is Roy Gerbel. My loan officer number is 11618254. And I just we need to complete your application. And I need to know what you're doing.
But I haven't even sent it in.
I know, but, you know, just over the phone stuff. We've got this other stuff we have to fill in. And we don't have your answer for that yet. So what you doing?
Are you calling? Where are you calling from?
Bank of America.
And may I speak with someone else?
Why? No. Why would you want to talk to someone else?
Because can you imagine somebody calling you and saying, "What you doing?"
I do this all the time. This is part of my job. And nobody else has a problem with it. This is just how things are done in 2015. We need to know what you're doing.
What am I saying? I'm just sitting here.
Well, that's fine. Let me type that in.
No, I don't want you to type that in.
Why not? Like, what's wrong with that? Why are you ashamed of just sitting there?
Very peculiar.
Do you want me to call back in 5 minutes when you're doing something more interesting and you can answer then?
I don't understand why what I'm doing now has to do with my loan.
It's just one of the loan questions. It's a character question, you know? It's part of the application process. So we always do this. We've been doing this for 10 years, 20 years now.
No one else has asked me this.
Well, maybe a Bank of America or some other inferior bank. It's like a security question. You know, like when we ask your first pet's name or your grade school teacher's name, we need to know what you're doing.
I'll call somebody and tell them what I'm doing.
Oh, ma'am, listen, if you don't tell me what you're doing, I'm just going to make something up. I'm going to write down that you were watching.
No!
I'm going to say you're watching.
No!
You're watching
no!
pornography.
That's not allowed. That can't be possible.
I'm going to write down that you're watching.
It can't be possible.
I'm going to write down you're watching pornography.
All right.
That's what I'm putting.
All right, let me have your name.
Watching pornography.
What is your name?
My name is Roy. I'm writing down what you're doing. I'm writing down watching pornography.
You're at 844 something. What's the rest of your phone number?
2322.
And your number? Your license number?
11618251. And it's okay. You don't have to answer. Just between me and you, I'll just make up an answer.
No, I don't want you making up an answer.
Well, why can't you just answer?
Because it's very peculiar.
Can I just write down that you're sitting around?
No.
Why?
I'm not sitting around. Because I'm not sitting around.
Well, what you doing?
I'm not telling you. I'll call someone that I know in Bank of America and tell them what I'm doing.
Why can't you tell me? It's the same thing.
Because I don't like the way you're asking me. It's very strange. Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye. Oh, Neon, I should have. Neon says I should write down. I'm going to write down that she's hassling someone on the phone. That's so funny that she couldn't answer that. Good times. All right. So, John McCabe, any second now, you're going to get a message from that lady. I don't have to tell you what I'm doing. That's peculiar. Okay, this call is for Michael. This is Keith. You just left to today refinance. Please give me a call back. Thanks.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the Bank of America. Just returning your call. Is this Keith?
Yeah.
Hi, Keith.
This is Roy Flowers.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Roy. I think somebody just had called me earlier today.
Oh, okay.
And I guess he said he was going to help me with it. He's going to send me some email. I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Oh, okay.
So looks like I'm gonna be off in the morning and be able to maybe deal with this thing first thing in the morning.
I see. So
can you call me back then? What time you get in?
Oh yeah, I get in really early in the morning, like 7 in the morning, or 6 in the morning actually tomorrow.
tomorrow, and that's Eastern time?
Uh-huh, yep.
Well, why don't you try to call me around 8 in the morning?
Okay, I can do that.
Can you do that?
Sure.
Then we can kind of go through stuff.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to let you know, we can expedite your loan if you agree to donate 15% to the local Baptist ministry.
Why the local Baptist ministry?
Well, why not? That's just what we're involved with, you know, the local Baptist ministry. If you donate 15% of your loan amount to the local Baptist ministry, I'll push this right through. We won't even do a credit check.
Yeah, I don't think so. We have to talk about this later.
Well, why can't we talk about it now? I don't want to talk about it later.
I'm busy working.
My boss might be listening later. I know he's not listening right now. If I can just get you to donate, just 15% to the local Baptist ministry, I'll push it right through. It's a sure thing.
And how do I do that?
You'd have to meet me somewhere, can you bring cash?
Are you kidding me?
No, not at all. No, this is, I can do this for you. If I'll help you if you'll help me.
You got to be kidding me, right?
No, not at all.
What are you?
No, there's just 15% to the, what was your total loan amount? I don't even have that here.
You tell me.
Oh, no, you tell me. Look, it's dangerous to deal with online money and everything when the internet just got hacked. I don't know if you keep up with the news, but cash is better.
And what was your name?
My name is Roy Flowers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you with who?
I'm with the Bank of America.
Yeah.
Yep. So what do you think? You think we can help each other out?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, where do you want to meet?
I don't know. I can come down there soon. I live up in D.C.
Yeah.
I can be down there anytime. I could come down there tonight. And, you know, we'll meet up somewhere, wherever's good for you. And
in Richmond? In Richmond somewhere?
Yeah, anywhere. Anywhere in Richmond, pretty much. Or if you want to meet me halfway.
No, I don't want to meet you halfway. Why don't you come all the way to Richmond?
Yeah, I can do that. If you'll give 15% to the Baptist ministry.
Call me when you get
there. Is it going to be cash, though? Can you get the cash tonight?
Sure.
All right. As long as you can do that, I'm down for it, you know?
All right.
This number I'm calling from, this is my cell number. Should I start driving right now? What time do you want me to come down?
Well, how about it? Start driving in about an hour.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, I'll call you in an hour and let you know I'm on my way.
Okay.
Okay, and you just get the cash ready, okay? All right? That's not going to get the authorities involved at all. He needs an hour to, you know, set up the sting operation with the FBI and stuff, whatever is going to happen. Okay, I can delete that one, I guess. Oh, that was a Dust Bernadette idea, by the way. And Sloth says I should have done, unmarked, non-consecutive bills. But oh well. I should call him back. Unmarked bills, okay? Yeah, why not? Let's do that real quick.
Hello?
Hey, unmarked bills, okay? Non-sequential? I want to make sure we're clear.
Yeah, how much is it, though? You gotta tell me how much the loan's gonna be.
Well, how much were you applying for? I can get you anything. I got my calculator right here. How much does the loan?
Hey, look, man. Hey, just leave me alone, okay?
Okay, I'm gonna leave in an hour.
I'm not gonna meet you anywhere, man. I don't have time. This was funny, but
you can't back out.
No, I already have.
No, you can't.
I was never going to do it in the first place.
You're going to make me drive down for nothing?
I'm going to meet you at the police station is what I want to do.
You motherfucker. You're a snitch. So you're a snitch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm disapproving your loan officially. I mean, you can't. You go somewhere else for your loan.
Okay, man.
All right, bye. Okay, now we're on the very first email that I got from John. And half of these have already been done. I think there was 8. Yeah, there's 8 total. 5 of them are crossed out on my little post-it here. I've been trying to call these for several days. These are from 7 days ago, and the messages are from even earlier, you know, like several days earlier. Next is Texas. This one says, hi, my name is Joshua, and I'm filling out an application. It's got his loan number. That's my home, and I need to speak to you. Can you please give me a call? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for Joshua.
Joshua, you have the wrong number.
Oh, well, is this Mrs. Fuller?
This is Mrs. Fuller.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm calling from the Bank of America. We have Joshua here listed as your spouse. Is that incorrect?
For what?
For your loan application.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have Joshua here as your spouse. Is that wrong?
No, that's wrong. I don't have a spouse.
Okay, what are you hitting touch tones at me for?
Huh?
Nothing. Did you have some more questions about your loan? We'd received a message from you.
No, I don't have any more questions. I called and they told me that I needed some papers from my divorce decree. That was it.
Oh, okay. Oh, is Joshua your ex-husband then?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. The message here says Joshua Fuller. So I don't know if you're...
Joshua Fuller?
Yeah, are you trying to...
No.
Are you filling out fake information on your loan application? That's illegal.
Of course not, sir.
Okay. All right.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from the Bank of America. I just we've received a message, and I just wanted to find out if you had any more questions.
Roy, what is your last name?
Gerbel.
Okay, I'm going to call the Bank of America because you just accused me of doing something that I have not done.
Well, maybe you shouldn't do illegal things on your loan application. You big scamster. You know, what do you... Okay, apparently that was a mistranslation. The name is not Joshua. What would be the female equivalent of Joshua, everyone? Joshua Fuller. Jocelyn, maybe? I'll call her one more time. Joshuette. I think Dust Bernadette must be right. Flutterpie says cunt.
You have reached the voicemail box of 3-6.
Oh, I thought it was going to tell us. That is the end of the live show recording. Through the magic of radio, I'm back to doing the pre-recorded thing. I thought there was more on the second half of the live show. It was 45 minutes long, and I edited it down to that. So, you're welcome. You don't have to hear all the crap. But anyway, that's it. The show is over. It's probably a good thing, because we're over an hour at this point. Once again, thanks to John McCabe for sending me those phone numbers of misdirected Bank of America customers. You know, I don't know why I kept saying I'm calling from Bank America. I know it's called Bank of America, and I didn't realize at the time I was saying bank. I was leaving out the word of for some reason. I have no idea why. That's really weird. It was really weird to hear that when I was editing. But yeah, thank you, John McCabe, for sending those numbers. And thank you, Aussie Jack, for sponsoring this episode of The Snowplow Show. Hey, are you pissed that you missed the live show and you want to know how you can find out when live shows are happening? I get a lot of emails like that, people asking, how do I know when a live show starts? And the only good answer really is to just hang out in the chat room on prankcallnation.com/chat. Hang out there 24 hours a day, every single day, until you see a show happen. Because I don't really do any scheduled shows. I really don't do a lot of live shows anymore. And I wasn't planning to do a live show today. It just kind of happened. I decided I needed some help with ideas and stuff, so I jumped on the air. And I didn't think I was going to be on that long, so I didn't announce it anywhere on Twitter or anything. So, sorry. I'm just bad about announcing them, I guess. So, hang out in the chat room at prankcallnation.com/chat. There's lots of good people in there, and you'll hear about a lot of shows that happen all the time. Don't forget to go out and leave notes on cars for JAG TV that say, sorry I dinged your car. Call me at 323-524-8820 and sign it Bobby. And if anything really amazing happens on his show with car ding calls, I will steal them from his show without his permission, and I'll put them in this show. So you don't even have to listen to JAG TV. It's like you're leaving them for me. I am ending the show with a song request from John McCabe. This song is called Social Engineering. I don't know who it's by, but I think it might be Whitey Cracker, but I'm not completely sure because the file isn't labeled. It just says Social Engineering. John says the song reminds him of me, though, so I have to play it. So here you go, John. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.
This is the song if you need a-
the crash course of manipulating people using the force. Yeah, fear. I'm a social engineer, getting what I want by talking off ear. I take advantage of your weakness, see? By overrunning all your brain cells with eliteness.
I'm elite,
so when
boy.
You see me dialing up your phone, don't even pick it up, just leave it alone. First thing is realize I got the power. The rep on the phone makes 10 an hour. If you don't succeed, dial someone else. Cause someone at the company is bound to help. To file out the needed information about your target. Who they are, where they live, age just to start with. Or you're trying to get a password set. Sit down and let me school you up a bit. So I call, say my name is blank. I need this now, who do I thank? They tell me, I'm sorry sir, I guess I didn't say the magic word. So I tell him, let me talk to your soup. Get him on the phone, get his name, get his group, hang up. And then I press the dial, spoofing caller ID, camo style. They answer, I say,
my name is blank, I work for this soup in this group. What you think? My computer's a little bit on the fritz, and this person is yelling and screaming and shit. I'm new here, transfer to your department. I don't wanna look stupid, please, it's garbage.
It's okay, calm down, I'll take care of this. Just hang for a minute while I alter shit. Sometimes it's a little bit harder than that, and you gotta realize when to bother with that. Sometimes juice isn't worth the squeeze, and sometimes you'll save a couple G's. Switch airline tickets by faking illness, switch credit cards by saying bill this. Snipe hotels with a reservation, with a common name so you can replace them. Takes a little bit of practice, but once you're the man and you can widely practice. Get what you want when you want it. Like with a spam, then you bomb it. Get discounts on all your service. Get breaks on all your base. Get hacks on all the jakes. Social engineer, that's all it takes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Is this a prank call?